Chapter 4, Removing Barriers to Communication. The single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place. Now, what do I mean by barriers? What does this statement mean? What does George Bernard Shaw want to convey here? Barrier is anything that comes in way of the sender or the receiver or both. When I say anything that comes in way of the sender or receiver, we need to understand that communication barriers can distort a message. Communication barriers can lead to conflicts, arguments, clashes, disputes, and situations which can get out of control. Barriers obstruct the flow of communication, and it prevents the communicator to deliver the message in an intended manner. A barrier can come in way of receiving and understanding messages that one sends to another. When I say that a barrier can come in way of receiving and understanding messages, we first have to understand, why do barriers occur? Maybe the sender is not sure of what he or she needs to communicate. Maybe the receiver is not able to interpret or understand what is put forward by the sender. Maybe poor interpersonal skills are a criteria which none of them really focus on to improve further. See, if you have poor interpersonal skills, interpersonal, that means when I talk of interpersonal communication, it is communication between two or more people. Now, if you do not have the skills, what type of skills are we talking of? When I'm talking to you, am I talking in a manner which is easy for you to understand? Is there clarity? Am I putting it forward in a manner for you to understand easily? Are my thought processes clear? If my thought process is clear, then you will be able to understand clearly. Why? Because I will put it forward in a manner where I will see to it that you understand. So when we talk of barriers, we first need to understand that what are the barriers we are facing. That means I need to introspect. Do you take 10 minutes in a day to introspect? When I say introspect, we are not perfect. Nobody is perfect. So do I take 10 minutes in a day to talk to myself, to understand my own flaws and mistakes, where I need to improve, what needs to be done so that I can work better with my team? See, if my team is not able to achieve targets, so I'm very angry and frustrated with my team members. But that is becoming a barrier. Why? Because whenever they come to talk to me, I really don't listen. I'm really angry with them. Now, that barrier will lead to further miscommunication and problems. So barriers result in confusion between the sender and the receiver. I personally feel each individual needs to look into his or her own barriers and resolve their own issues. That is something that needs to be looked into. The following concepts will be covered in this topic. What does communication barrier mean? The types of communication barriers. How do we overcome them? So first, we understand the gist of it. What does communication barrier really mean, which I discussed also in the previous slide. And then we discuss how to overcome these barriers. See, every problem has a solution. So you have to figure out, what can I do to overcome these barriers? Then furthermore, we will discuss feedback. Feedback is a response or reaction to a situation or a person. I will discuss this further in detail as we move ahead with the slides. Importance of feedback and conclusion. We have understood how free flow of meaningful communication enhances our personal as well as our organizational well-being. So when we discussed verbal communication in the previous topic, we understood what needs to be looked into. When I talk of free flow of meaningful communication, I communicate without any preconceived notions, biases, barriers. See, anger, irritation, preconceived notions, biases, barriers, all in the mind. It's all here. Just the way you have anger here, you can have happiness here, right? So what is important? That how will you let the communication flow? That means I need to keep aside my barriers. See, you have not achieved the targets. You are my team member. Doesn't mean I hold on to that. Doesn't mean I keep getting angry with you, because that will obstruct the communication. What do I need to look into? That are you going to be able to handle it well? Are you going to require help from other people in your team? And thus we focus on the goal. So it is really up to you. Either you focus on the barriers, you're going to lose out, or you focus on what needs to be done to resolve these barriers so I'm heading towards the goal and I achieve. So goals and objectives, how does that play an important role? If not achieved, partially it can be possible that goals and objectives may not be achieved because of the communication, which leads to miscommunication. See, communication resolves miscommunication and communication leads to miscommunication. So we need to understand, where do we stand? I always feel communication resolves miscommunication. I don't want to go in that direction where I say communication leads to miscommunication. In the sense, I see to it. There should be clarity. There should be understanding. There should be appropriate interpretation of a message that I put forward, or messages that I put forward. So these are aspects that have to be looked into. Constant efforts are called for to ensure that the free flow of communication is not interrupted and messages transferred are not misunderstood by the receiver. So what needs to be looked into that the messages are not misunderstood? I've told you before and I'm telling you again today, do our mental maps match? That means the sender and the receiver. Are we both on the same page? If even one of them digresses, then it will be a mismatch in terms of thoughts. So the sender and receiver have to be on the same page, which means that the level of understanding, the level of interpretation, the ability to communicate effectively, leaving aside fear and shyness, which especially subordinates feel. You have to let go of your fear and shyness. And I always feel, why is it that you should be in fear when you talk to anybody? Yes, you're talking to somebody, you show respect and courtesy. But why are you in that kind of fear? If you feel that person is far more senior, fair enough. You too will progress in life. You too will do well in life. Maybe you're already in that direction. You're already on that path where you're heading towards success. You have to leave your fears aside. So, very important that your messages are expressed and your messages do not create any kind of misunderstanding. Unfortunately, there are several factors present in our day-to-day life that create barriers to effective communication. It is therefore important to understand the nature of such barriers and then explore ways and means to successfully overcome them. Now, of course, as we mentioned here, there are several factors present in our day-to-day life that create barriers. So we will be discussing that. But what is important to understand why each barrier comes up. So for example, if you are having that thought process that you don't have any faith anymore in your team, then you need to understand why is it that you do not have faith in your team anymore? That faith, which is not there, is making you move away from them. You do not feel the need to communicate with them. But that is showing up in your attitude, in your behavior, in your words. So you have to explain to yourself that I need to keep a check on my attitude because it is showing up in my communication. Thus, you can get ready to take a route that avoids communication barriers. Now we talk of the various types of barriers. When I talk of the first type, semantic. Semantic is the study or it is the interpretation of signs, symbols, meanings, and words. When I say it is an interpretation, if I say that I presented a flower to the child, presented a flower, F-L-O-W-E-R, but someone may make a mistake and say it's F-L-O-U-R, which is the incorrect word. So semantic also means that you are talking of words which more or less are pronounced the same, more or less. So if I talk of a bale of cotton, B-A-L-E, and if I say he is out on bail, B-A-I-L, the words are pronounced same, bill, but they mean different. Now, what does semantic mean? And what do semantic barriers mean? So when we say it is a study of meaning, signs, and symbols used for communication, or I just mentioned interpretation of meanings and words. How do I interpret the word B-A-I-L versus how do I interpret the word B-A-L-E? Both mean different, but both are pronounced same. So this can create a communication barrier. So semantic barriers are obstacles that distort the meaning of the message. Right? Miscommunication can arise due to various situations that may come up. So if a word is spelled as different but pronounced the same, then too, it can create miscommunication depending on what context am I putting that word. If I say he is out on bail, and if instead of B-A-I-L, you write B-A-L-E, then it is incorrect. When I say he is out on bail, it has to be B-A-I-L. But if you write B-A-L-E, it's incorrect. You're distorting the meaning, and that sentence can sound as if it is out of, you know, context. So very important that you remind yourself of these barriers and you improve. When I say remind yourself of these barriers, that this is a mistake I'm making and I improve. Semantic means words that are spelled differently but pronounced the same, but they have different meanings. I just gave you this example and it's put forward here, bail, B-A-L-E and B-A-I-L. These barriers also arise when the information contains words or symbols that have different meaning. So we've given you an example in the next bullet point. A crane was used to lift the heavy material. So crane is the machine we're talking of. And next, the bird sanctuary has a lot of cranes. So these are, cranes are tall birds. So see the sentence, see the word crane, see how the concept is in the respective sentences. Now, what is important here? That here, both of them are spelt the same, but in what context is it used? Thus, semantic barriers are obstacles in communication that distort the meaning of the message being sent in some way other than it was intended. So, what are your intentions when you communicate? What is it that you really want to communicate? But what is it that actually reaches the person? That is what is important. And that is what you need to look into as a communicator. Next is the psychological barrier. These barriers stem from our concepts, beliefs, attitudes, and preconceived notions. Situations such as stress, lack of sleep, and inattention may interfere with effective communication. When I talk of psychological barriers, that means these barriers somewhere are playing on my mind. So, say a particular target not accomplished is somewhere stressing you out. So when we talk of psychological barriers, what really happens is that your tone will overpower your words. When I say your tone will overpower your words, that means you might get much more emotional, right? And talk. Now that will not sound professional. At the same time, when I talk of psychological barriers, your preconceived notions are based on what? Your perceptions, your experiences, your knowledge, the people whom you are with. All that will be a deciding factor in terms of what kind of preconceived notions you have. So first, let us take inattention. Effective communication cannot take place if the receiver is mentally preoccupied. Inattention may be due to various reasons. Your lack of interest or enthusiasm, your inability to really focus due to certain problems or issues. You may not really be concerned about what is communicated because you are far more focused on the outcome. So inattention can be due to various reasons. But what we need to understand is that as far as possible, it is best to live in the present moment. So when anyone is communicating with me, I am an active listener. And when I am communicating with someone, I expect the same. When I say an active listener, it means that I'm in the present moment. I'm not lost with what has happened. I'm not preoccupied with something that is bothering me. I'm not somewhere getting impacted at that juncture with an event or an unpleasant incident. So I need to be 100% focused. That is what is most important. When we talk of information overload, managers are surrounded with a pool of information. It is essential to control this information flow. It is essential to control this information flow, else the information can be misinterpreted or forgotten or overlooked. As a result, communication is less effective. When I talk of managers are surrounded with a pool of information. Now, what does information overload mean? Say if you have to reply to 25 emails, you have to go through 3 reports which are prepared by your subordinates, you have to respond to a particular set of questions which people are working, you have to respond to your subordinates in relation to certain queries and doubts which they have for a particular project. So there's a lot ideally which you have to do and look into. Now, if that is already somewhere worrying you since you have to complete all of it, and then you have to constantly communicate with others, you have to also report to the top management to keep them in the loop as to what is happening, then your communication is likely to be impacted and it may be less effective. Next, we talk of inattention. Effective communication cannot happen if the receiver is mentally preoccupied. At times, we just do not listen, but only hear. When I say only hear, that means we are not 100% alert and focused. Listening requires to be alert, focused, and in the present moment. When you hear something, it is said that you're hearing something at a superficial level, or when you hear somebody, it means you're not focused, you're just listening to the person at a superficial level because you're caught up elsewhere. So these barriers stem from our concepts, beliefs, attitudes, and preconceived notions, which we've discussed before. Situations such as stress, lack of sleep, and inattention may interfere with effective communication. If you're feeling very burdened, since you are finding it difficult to live up to deadlines, if you're realizing that people in a team have got together and they are against you, they kind of targeted you for something, then what happens is that you get more stressed and worried. This will impact your behavior. This will impact your sleeping pattern. So what happens is that instead of being there, being present, being focused, you are scattered everywhere with your thoughts, because it's somewhere playing on the mind. See, we have to understand that barriers to communication are self-created very often, not always, very often. We also need to understand that when we face barriers, it also somewhere impacts our self-esteem. Esteem, E-S-T-E-E-M. Esteem is how worthy you feel yourself to be. So when it impacts your self-esteem, you might feel demotivated. When you're demotivated, your ability to communicate effectively will not really be there. So, you know, it's all interlinked. In the sense, first, something bothers you. That'll bring a shift in your behavior and responses. That'll bring a shift in your communication. That'll bring a shift in how you think and feel. It may stress you out. So the first thing that gets impacted is your ability to communicate appropriately. And your mind is filled with too many thoughts. Your mind is feeling emotionally burdened. So then you lose that ability to be logical and practical. So that then will be impacting your communication. Effective communication cannot take place if the receiver is mentally preoccupied. Take your own case. You must have faced situations when your mind is clouded. Your mind is having too many thoughts. You're not really able to focus because of the thoughts that keep going on. And it leads to being inattentive. Similarly, if a superior is engrossed in his paperwork and his subordinate explains him his problem, the superior may not get what he is saying, and it leads to disappointment of the subordinate. So imagine if a subordinate wants to convey to the superior that he and his colleague are having far too many differences of opinion, they're not able to relate to one another, and he has come to speak to the person at top management, means his superior, and come to ask him his guidance, to ask him suggestions. But the superior is so preoccupied, engrossed, because there's a lot of paperwork that needs to be done. So it kind of makes a subordinate feel, as if his problems are not looked into. It'll make the subordinate feel that he expected that guidance from the superior, but he did not get any guidance. So it will impact the communication of the subordinate too. So you know what? We need to understand that one thing is linked to another. One thought is linked to another. So it is better to chain our thoughts. It is better to get all our thoughts in the present moment. It is better to go with the flow as far as communication is concerned. Then that will make a difference. When we talk of emotional communication or emotional communication which can be a barrier, because see, in the corporate world or wherever you're working, a lot of communication has to be rational, a lot of communication has to be practical, a lot of communication has to be logical. you know, that cognitive ability, using the logical mindset. So emotional state at a particular point of time affects communication. In emotional situations, a message can neither be received fully nor correctly. At times, individuals make decisions even before participating in a conversation. So, what are we trying to say out here? That if you are somewhere feeling upset, if you are feeling low, if you're feeling demotivated, if you're feeling a bit lost with yourself because of some particular incident, say you've had a financial setback, say you've lost a dear one. So what happens is that you are more emotional and vulnerable with your thoughts. Now, when you are more emotional and vulnerable with your thoughts, then that becomes a barrier, because I am not really receptive to what is happening as far as work is concerned. And we all know that when I'm expected to be focused, and if there are other emotional thoughts that are going on, then that can be a very big challenge, and it can be an obstacle for you to even progress, because you're caught up in that emotional state of mind. Under such circumstances, they believe their assumptions to be true and make decisions which may be inappropriate. Even research says that do not make important or major decisions if you're very, very emotional. At that juncture, you should withhold your decision, because an emotional state of mind can lead to a wrong decision. See, when you have to take major decisions, it is better that you're using your logical mindset, a practical mindset. You have to understand what are you taking a decision for. And remember one thing, we are all responsible for the consequences of our action. Whatever I do, I'm responsible for the consequences of it. So even if I take a decision as per the situation, but if my state of mind is more emotional, then it is not going to really serve the purpose, because I can take wrong decisions. But if my state of mind is balanced, it's an equilibrium. It's at a level where I know and I can differentiate between what is right and wrong, correct and incorrect. Then definitely I've learned to keep my barriers aside. I've learned to keep my emotions aside and then take a call, then that will definitely help me. When I talk of psychological barrier, poor retention. Human memory cannot function beyond a limit. One cannot always retain what is being told, especially if one is not interested or not attentive. This could be a situation at the end of a session or the work. And this is the reason why effective speakers always prioritize their message. When I say poor retention, what do I mean by poor retention? How is poor retention a psychological barrier? So, for example, if you have been given feedback in the past, and that feedback is that do you manage solving problems with your team members? Do you have problem solving? Do you have the ability to solve problems, resolve issues? Do you have the ability to let people express their views? You don't let people express their views. You often interfere, interrupt. You are highly dominating as a personality. And you seem to make it a matter of convenience. That means the same situation keeps happening. Why? It doesn't sink in that I should not be dominating, I should not be interrupting. Yes, at times it is important to be assertive. But if I get highly aggressive, if I'm rude, then how will I be able to get everyone together to be on the same page as me? How will I ideally resolve issues? So why is it somewhere not on my mind when I say that I should always remember how to deal with my team members so that it can help you progress? So poor attention, definitely you seem to forget when you've constantly been told that learn to handle your team members with empathy. Empathizing, what is empathizing? To put myself in the other person's shoes. That means to understand what they're feeling. If I've constantly been told that, then why am I not really doing that? Because somewhere I conveniently seem to forget it. But if I don't handle my team members with empathy, then I will be highly selfish and rude. I will not be able to understand what others are thinking and feeling, and that can lead to communication breakdown. So it is very important that I retain certain aspects, especially when I'm dealing with others.